Welcome back to Wire to Wire with Nolan RECC. Today we're hearing from Price Smith. He's the board chair with Operation Roundup.
My name's Price Smith. I'm with the Nolan RECC Operation Roundup. And I'm joined this morning by Sarah Brady, who is the Vice President for Workforce Development with the Family Scholar House, and Lynette Kennedy. She is the Regional Coordinator. So we're here reviewing last year's grant process with the Operation Roundup, and I'm talking to Sarah and Lynette about last year's grant and introducing Family Scholar House. So, Sarah, do you mind telling me a little bit about Family Scholar House?
Yeah, absolutely. So Family Scholar House, our mission is to end the cycle of poverty and transform families and communities by empowering them through education and achieving lifelong self-sufficiency. And so our work is all centered around meeting individuals where they are and being able to help them overcome barriers that are stopping them from pursuing whatever education pathway or whatever career pathway that they're interested in. And so our work is very much tied to education and having partnerships with post-secondary educational institutions. And so our partnership with ECTC has come so naturally, and this community has really taken us in and allowed us to be able to serve.
All right, great. Lynette, do you have anything to add on that?
Yes, this partnership is definitely a game changer for our community. So I'm definitely excited about that. And for the grant, what we did with the grant, we used the grant money, some of the grant funding. We used it for our educational expenses. So the educational expenses would mean school supplies, uniforms, books, and any loaner computers. We have a loaner computer program. And then we also used it for food emergencies, pantry needs for home, pantry needs for here on campus. We have a lunchbox up there that they're able to come in and get food and eat here on campus. And then we also have snack bags for on the go. So you just got a quick snack and got to go, but we have that as well. And then household emergencies, as you can see, the cleaning supplies, the hygiene products, transportation emergencies, that's huge. Meaning car payments, car insurance, car registrations, flat tires, car repairs, and gas cards, and also transportation from third parties. So that's exciting as well. And then housing emergencies, utilities, rents, and repairs. So just anything to be able to help the student deal with that emergency. And what we realized that the average cost is about $200 that's gonna make or break the student. So that was really interesting to see that the average cost is about $200 to keep the students in the seat. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, that is interesting.
In most cases, and part of the reason why these emergency funds are so important is because, you know, in most cases, it rarely ever is actually coming to school or doing the coursework that stops someone. It's truly life that gets in the way. And so for some individuals, that $200 is absolute brick wall, and it completely derails their education and their career path. And so if we're able to help them overcome that barrier, they're much more likely to be successful.
Right, neat. So Operation Roundup tries to serve organizations in Hardin and LaRue counties.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to grant our impact grants to organizations that serve as many as possible. So any rough idea on how many students you all are impacting?
Yeah, we actually, this past year, we served all of the Lincoln Trail region, as well as other regions in Kentucky. But the Nolan Roundup money specifically went to the Lincoln Trail area. And we impacted several students. Lynette, do you know specifically how many?
Well, we have the numbers for the last year that we impacted. It was 1,023 students that we impacted for the 2023 academic school year. So we're definitely excited about that. So that would be the spring semester and the fall semester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yes, so definitely making an impact in our region, definitely making an impact in students' lives. And like I said, this is a game changer for our community.
Neat. So, Sarah, did I understand right that you actually completed the grant for Roundup last year? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's a simple, straightforward grant application. But it really is, you're able to tell the story of your organization, and you're able to talk about the impact that you've already had, but also the impact that you want to have, and how you want to show up for the community and how you want to have impact and expand your programs.
So one thing, I got out your all's last year's application and kind of reviewed it prior to us meeting today. And I noticed that You had the story of Family Scholar House, because this was the first time that we had granted Family mm-hmm. Scholar House.
Yes.
And I hadn't known anything about it, so it was very educational to me. But during that process, I saw that you all had actually applied for $7,000. Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't grant that much. A lot of times we have to kind of spread things
right.
out, and we ended up granting you $4,500.
Right.
But I did want to point that out to upcoming grant mm-hmm. applicants that just because you may not get the entire amount doesn't mean you'll get zero
Correct.
Either. So don't ever be afraid to apply, and we'll see where it goes. So tell me what you foresee the future being for Family Scholar House.
Yeah, the future for Family Scholar House is big. Actually, we are, again, expanding on our partnership with ECTC. Hopefully in the spring, we will be breaking ground on a 48-unit residential campus right here in Elizabethtown, right here on the campus, to, again, continue to eliminate barriers. You know, Lynette talked about transportation and housing and how those are two crucial barriers that the community is experiencing. And so our residential component of serving single parents will be here in Elizabethtown in 2025.
We're in Magnolia, Kentucky at the Shepherd's Pie Food Pantry. As you can see, there's people working the food pantry and they're giving out their donations to food pantry participants. And was one of our grant recipients last year. So a little bit about Operation Roundup. It was started in 2006 at Nolan RECC, and it's a voluntary program where Nolan members can round up their electric bills to the next highest dollar. All those pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters are collected, and they are given out in the form of impact grants to groups in our community. This has been a terrific program, and we've given out over $230,000 since the program started. Now's the time of year that we're accepting applications for Roundup, and our application window is opening, and I just wanted to go over that process for you just a little bit. You can get an application at nolanrecc.com. It can all be filled out online. And if you have a nonprofit group or some other civic organization that has a project that you think you might qualify for with Operation Roundup funds, now's the time to submit that application. And the application window closes May 1st. So, what does it take to apply? Well, we want you to be able to tell your story, and the application is your chance to tell the story of your group and the mission that you serve. It also will include the funding sources that you have from wherever you get your funding. We'd also like it to include how you would use the grant funds that you're requesting from Roundup. And it's your chance, like I said, to convey to the Operation Roundup Board the direction of your mission and the ideas that you have for your group. I encourage your group to apply, get your applications in by May 1st, and I look forward to seeing you.
And thank you for joining us for Wire to Wire with Nolan RECC.